Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joyces, it is time for your favourite show all about pets, Pets Aloud. My name's Kevin and I am flying solo today because, you know, sometimes people get busy and we've had a lot of stuff on this week at the Lost Dogs Home, so I'm happy to be here. Did you know that the Royal Melbourne Show is on at the moment? Now, this weekend, as part of the Royal Melbourne Show, there's going to be a whole bunch of different dog sports happening. They've got sort of agility, they've got some jumping, they've got the dog high jump, and also the dog dancing, which is, I'll actually be there this Sunday performing as part of that as well. So if you're heading on down to the Melbourne Show, make sure you come out and check out all of the dog sports that are happening. And so we thought, why not on Pets Aloud today, we look at some of the fantastic things that you can get out and about and do with your dogs. So this week I have some Pets Aloud flashbacks for you. And I've got a question if you want to get in touch with me, because I am all by my lonesome, so it'd be great to hear from you. Let me know, what kind of sports and stuff do you get up to with your dog? You can find us on Facebook, just search for The Lost Dogs Home, or on Twitter, Lost Dogs Home on Twitter. Now coming up on Pets Aloud today, we're going to catch up with Jeanette and her dancing dogs to learn more about the canine sport of dances with dogs. I'm going to have Nicole Beasley from Planet Canine chatting to me about taking your dog out in public. We'll get some flashbacks on with Kate and I discussing the benefits of obedience training for your dogs, and also a little bit about training cats, also exercising with yourself and your dog at the same time. And Oz, our producer, is going to learn a bit more about canine nose work. Stick around, I've got all your usual segments on Pets Aloud today. The news wrap and our pet of the week. You're on Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
So if you were anywhere near the RNA showgrounds in Brisbane this weekend, you may have heard a cacophony of happy woofs as over 125 dogs found their new homes at the second annual Big Adopt Out. I know this is up in Queensland, but you know, it does make sense. We were there at the event, our Lost Dogs Home team. The whole event brought over 30 shelters and animal rescue groups together, and with dogs to suit every lifestyle and home. And we are pleased to say that we had 15 adoptees there. We had 15 dogs at the event, and 8 of them found new homes on the day. And we're hoping that the flow-on effect will mean that we're going to get a lot of people coming to the shelter now before we finish up in Queensland, and that they're going to be adopting a new family member. It was great for our team to be there and just to meet everyone that was sort of really into, you know, really looking at adopting as their only option when they were looking at their new family members. So you can check out some of the great photos from the event there on our Facebook page and also on our website at dogshome.com. Now coming up on the weekend, we're going to have a story about the gorgeous Marvin, who is a Belgian Shepherd cross, and he came into the home quite a while ago, about 2 years ago actually, and he was just skin and bones. He was absolutely really malnourished. He was really underweight and everything like that. Thankfully, Starvin' Marvin is no longer Marvin, no longer Starvin'. He's put on quite a bit of weight, which is great to see. He's happy and healthy. And, you know, it's kind of the thing we see at the Lost Dogs Home quite a lot. We see these animals come in these sort of terrible states, but it's still sometimes it still shocks us. And this is one of those cases where it was absolutely shocking. And you'll be able to see the before and afters on our Facebook page and our website on this weekend. And it's just, it's going to shock you as well to have a look and see that. He received continued care from our veterinary team, lots of TLC from his foster carer. And then he was adopted by Shannon and Allison. And he recently came back to the home. He made an in-dog person visit to the home with his owners. And we were thrilled to see that this once emaciated dog is absolutely thriving now in his new home. And his new owners absolutely love him and adore him. So you can find that on our website at dogshome.com this Sunday. Now, every week on Pets Aloud, we like to feature a dog or cat in our very special...
This week's Pet of the Week.
And the pet of the week that I have for you this week is an absolute adorable little cat named Snuggles. Now, Snuggles really does live up to her nature. She's a two-year-old female. She's a grey tabby. She's grey and white. She's absolutely beautiful. I went and saw her yesterday, and all she wanted to do was rub her face up against my hand and get as many pats as she could. She has the most adorable face that'll make your heart just melt, and she loves a pat and will happily settle into your arms for long cuddles. She will need to be an indoor-only cat, though. She has a very delicate pink nose, so she might get some sunburn if she is spending too much time outdoors. Now, if you're looking for a very, very cuddly cat, check out Snuggles on our website, dogshome.com. Her ID number is 977472, and you can find her at our North Melbourne shelter. So that's at 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. You can also contact their shelter on 0393292755. So throughout the program today, I'm going to be talking about dog sports, because there are going to be some fantastic dog sports at the Royal Melbourne Show this weekend, including agility, dog dancing, high jump, and jumping as well. Kate and I chatted earlier about obedience training and a fair bit of different stuff that, you know, you can do with your pets. Training your pet can range from the basic obedience that all dogs should be taught from puppy stage, but even once they're a bit older, if they've maybe missed out on that training as well, to the, you know, other sports such as agility, for those wanting to get out a bit, you know, get more under training, as well as newer dog sports like dog dancing.
Like you, Kev.
That's right. But, Kate, going back to that agility, that's something, not agility, obedience. There's basic obedience and things like that. That's something that you've been interested
in
before.
That's what I pretty much did. And I think a lot's changed over the last few years since I really started out, because my dog that I took through obedience has passed away at 14. So a lot's changed in that time. But I had a dog before Harry, my Labrador, that was really difficult to handle, and you know, unfortunately he had to be put to sleep in the end because of an injury. And I said to myself, the next dog I get, I'm going to spend a lot of time training, and I'm going to make sure I really do the right thing by the dog and myself. So Harry, when I got him as a puppy, he was in training right from the word go, and I went to my local obedience club, which lucky for me was just sort of down the road in a park. Excellent. It was very convenient, and they were a really great bunch of people, and as well as having that reward of training my dog and having that fantastic bond, as you talked about, Kev, that really develops when you're working together and learning together, and it's so rewarding. I got to know a great bunch of people, and then I went into basic obedience, and the first level of basic obedience is, if you want to go into competition, is called your CD, or which is companion dog. If you want to take it up to the open, then it's companion dog X or CD, companion dog excellent or CDX. I committed to training with Harry for quite a number of years, and we got our first title. Excellent. Companion dog. Very proud moment. And then and we also got one pass in the open as well. So, and look, I can just say at the end of his life, it was, you know, or even just later on and towards the end of life, he was a push button dog. I could trust him all the time.
And that's the thing, all dogs with a big, small or medium, because Harry was a Labrador.
He was
a bit of a big dog. Should be taught those sort of basic obedience skills, not just to help you out when they're a puppy, but to, you know, when you take them out or
that's
when you're looking at things.
Yeah, he was a joy to have around and a joy to take out. So all that hard work was really worth it.
Now, basic obedience is meaning that you teach your dog who's in charge, you know? Who's the pack leader?
Yeah.
You should listen to what I'm saying or what I'm doing. And it should always be done using some sort of positive reinforcement methods. So if they do the right thing, you give them a treat or a pat or something like that. And if they're doing something bad, just, you know, try and get their focus onto something a bit nicer, something that you want them to do instead.
That's right, because generally dogs actually will try and behave in a way to get a positive reinforcement. That's what they're always trying to aim for, not necessarily just avoid a negative reinforcement. But for pups, you know, they have short attention spans. It's like children. You sort of kind of actually training in general and positive reinforcement is very much like bringing up children with puppies. Short, frequent sessions with them are really, really good. You don't want to wear them out. Just, you know, we want them to learn that lesson and retain it. And also, it's really important to be patient. I mean, it does take time, and every dog is different as well in how they learn or what time it takes to learn, and, you know, being consistent and committing to being consistent as well.
So they are looking to please you. So what you want to teach them to is how to earn your respect. If you want to know more about training your pet, have a look at planetcanine.com.au for tips on how to train your dog. It is run out of the Lost Dogs Home North Melbourne shelter as well. So
they do a brilliant job.
It is a great training school. Now, this doesn't just apply to dogs, though. It can can apply to cats as well. So okay. Cat training, you know.
I know, it's hard to believe, people sort of isn't think, it?
Yeah. Can I train my cat? Like, do I? But there's simple things like training them to come when you call them. So if your cat is an indoor or outdoor cat, you know, you might want to bring them in at night because you kind of have to.
That's
with
right.
A lot of councils with cat curfews and everything like that.
And it's probably just the right thing to do for your cat as well. I mean, less likely to get hit by a car or get into fights and things. So if they're safely locked up at night. And by regularly feeding them at the same time, that really helps to train them to come in at a certain time.
Because they know I'm going to come in, I'm going to get fed. And yeah. Cats are very motivated by food.
They certainly are.
And cats are pretty good at training themselves in terms of going to the bathroom in the right place, kitty litter, that kind of stuff. But just showing them where that is, making sure then they know it, it'll really help. You might have to reinforce it when they get into their senior years as well, just to make sure that they're aware of what's going on.
But generally, once they know it, they know it. That's a great thing about cats. And of course, there's, you know, training exercises you might like to do if your cat's so inclined later on.
Yeah, you know, there are some cats that are into tricks. There are some cats that do agility. That's right. You can actually teach your cats to do a lot of different stuff, which is quite interesting. If you have a look on YouTube, there's this great video of a cat and a border collie, and they're having basically a trick off. You know, the cat's doing literally everything that the border collie can do. So it's quite interesting to see that, you know, with the right motivation, any animal can sort of do any trick, and they'll enjoy the training as well, because it's that great mental stimulation for them, as well as the physical stimulation as well. Got a message in from Graham. Graham's from Dandenong, and he's said that on this weekend his little girl Jai is holding him a 50th birthday party. She's so good to him, but he's having to do all of the cooking. Well, that's great. You know, it's fantastic that you're getting to spend that time with your little girl Jai. You know, let me know how it goes, and hopefully she gives you a present or something on the day as well. Something nice. That would be lovely. You're on Pets Aloud. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Nicole Beasley from Planet Canine on taking your dog out in public. And Oz is going to catch up with Marion from Canine Knows Time to get the scoop on a fun new canine sport.
Want to be seen and heard at all the big LGBTIQ events across the community now and into 2015? Become a Joy sponsor and have your message heard by potential 300,000 plus Joy listeners every month. We can get you on air and online today. Yes, today. It's easy. Call Mark or Mike in Joy sponsorship team right now on 1300-JOY-949. Do it now, 1300-569-949. You'd be surprised how little it costs to support the voice of the Joy community and promote your business. 1300-JOY-949. We do like to say Joy a lot, don't we? Joy, 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 joy.
Reminiscing on some of the Pets Aloud flashbacks all about dog sports, because coming up this weekend at the Royal Melbourne Show, there'll be plenty of cool dog sports happening. So we've got some agility, dog dancing and everything like that. Now, with the warmer weather approaching, you may want to get out and about with your dog. So we chatted with Nicole Beasley from Planet Canine to talk about the important things to remember when taking your dog out in public.
What are some things we should consider when taking our pets out in public?
Okay, we need to consider, first of all, that our pets are under control when they're out in public and that we're looking after them properly. So if you're going out to a public event, make sure that you have a lead and a collar or a harness or a head collar, whatever you walk your dog on. And when you're with your pet, you know, it's an outing for you and your dog. You don't need to be allowing your dog to kind of rush up to every other human and their dog, because the truth is not all dogs will want to meet your dog. So when you have your dog on a lead and you're walking along nicely, if you see somebody else with a dog, ask first, hey, does your dog want to say hello? Because if you're going to let them just rush over and jump on another dog, even though your dog is a happy, friendly puppy, you might be undoing someone else's really good work. This person might have been teaching their dog to be brave out in public for weeks or months, and you've just come along and let your dog jump on their heads. Also, some dogs just don't like meeting other dogs on leads. So if your dog's going to go and get in that dog's face, then he's likely to get a little nip on the nose, which in turn can change his character.
And that sort of is when you're taking them out anywhere, so that it could include the park, or it could include going to a restaurant or a cafe or something like that as well?
Yes, you really need to have your dogs under effective control, and it doesn't matter what type of dog you have. I would cross the street if I think that somebody doesn't have effective control of their dog, and it doesn't concern me if you've got an 80-kilo dog on the lead. If you can hold the dog, if you've got the dog's attention and you're walking along, happily walk past with my dog. But if it looks like you are out of control with that dog, I'm going to cross the street, because I don't want to put my own dog at risk. And especially in a public event when there's lots of people and their dogs around, it's really good for dogs in general to be well behaved.
What are some of the ways that we can go about training that sort of thing?
Okay, you can do a lot of the work yourself just by getting the dogs out and about a lot, including them in your daily life, because then you're going to be really forced to teach them how to be good citizens. If you're the type of person who goes to cafes, you want to take your dog with you, and you don't want to have a dog that's sitting under the table barking at everybody or wandering off all the time while you're having your coffee. So that means that you're going to commit to teaching the dog, hey, this is where I want you to stay, you're hanging out with me, you don't need to be jumping on every person that walks past. And if you need help with that, then just basic manners dog training classes is a great place to start. In the classes here at the home, we teach every single week in basic manners class that if dogs jump on people, they're not going to get attention. In fact, they're going to be ignored. But sitting nicely, four paws on the floor, is likely to get you attention.
Are some of those habits hard to break?
They can be if they are reinforced, even if they're reinforced sporadically. So if you've got people in a park and most people are doing the right thing, but then you've got that person that just loves it when your dog jumps all over him and is rewarding him for that, then it's worthwhile for your dog to keep behaving that way, because there's a chance. You know, it's like winning the lotto. Hey, maybe this bloke's going to let me jump all over him.
Pets Allowed. Get social. See joy.org.au/petsallowed to follow us and chat all week long.
Now, from taking your dog out in public to enjoying some of the newer canine sports around, our producer Oz caught up with Marion from Canine Nose Time to get this scoop on this fun new canine sport.
Nose work is a sport and or activity that I originally heard about before August last year. I was traveling through America investigating different dog sports, and I managed to arrange to see a demonstration by Canine Nose Work. And after seeing one demonstration, I was hooked. It's just the most wonderful new sport and activity for dogs.
Can you tell us what it exactly involves?
It's very easy. It's very straightforward. It involves bringing out or unleashing your dog's natural scenting abilities. We all know that dogs like to sniff, and quite often as humans are telling them not to. But this sport actually encourages them and lets them use their noses, and they love it.
So what happens in a typical class?
In a typical class, when we're like introducing the dogs, the most important thing is the dogs are only allowed to search one at a time. So we would allow the dog that's about to search, he would come in, and the handler could have them on lead or off lead, depending on what your instructor is and what the circumstances are. Mm-hmm. And we encourage the dog to have a sniff, and he finds a reward of food. And that makes the dog go, oh, boy, this is great. I think I'll sniff some more and see if I can find some more. So they get encouraged to use their natural innate abilities in the dogs.
Are there particular breeds that are more suitable for this activity, or can all dog breeds get involved?
Actually, all dog breeds can get involved. I used to joke that the pet dogs aren't anywhere near as, you know, full drive as the professional detection dogs. And then I had a Shih Tzu come to my class, and he's just an excellent little searcher. He's just opened my eyes that all breeds can be good at this. I mean, we've got lots of high drive dogs, but I've also got a lot of shy, timid dogs that have absolutely bloomed because of doing nose work. It builds their confidence.
Just on that point, how do dogs benefit generally from doing this sport?
It's actually excellent for mental stimulation. Mm-hmm. A dog, we actually limit the amount of searching our dogs do because it tires them out. It can be more exhilarating than a big walk. We still encourage people to walk their dogs, but let's say it's pouring rain or something. You can just get out the stuff and do nose work, and your dog will just, they'll be so calm afterwards. It's almost like that they have gone for a great big long walk.
Hi, this is Daryl Summers. We love listening to Pets Allowed every Friday from noon.
Now, just like us, our pets need exercise as well. Your dog may enjoy getting out for their walk daily, but there are some other creative ways of getting your pet their daily exercise. On a previous Pets Lounge, Kate and I chatted exercise for your pooch, including some exercises that you and your pet can do together. Walking your dog regularly is great. You can also get a little bit creative in the way that your dog gets their exercise as well. There are lots of different options out there. There's a variety of activities, isn't there, Kate?
There is, yeah. There's lots of things you can do that you could take them swimming. You know, you go take a trip up to Warrandyte, or sometimes some areas of the Yarra are good to swim in. You can play catch or frisbee, enroll them in dog obedience, and you know, just general training in the park as well. You know,
of course, this does depend on what your dog likes. They might just like going out for a walk every now and then, you know, that kind of thing every day.
Yeah, that's what I do with mine.
Yeah, no, that's why I was putting that out there. I mean, my dogs, they have a mix of everything. So, you know, you've got Cinder's got plenty of training, Sprocket's got training, but they also go for walks. They also play with each other in the backyard. There's plenty of exercise that happens in there as well. So it's really up to your dog.
And I take mine to different places sometimes. Look, when my kids do sport, so they go do sport and I'll take the dogs for a walk while they're doing that. So every now and then they have different smells and different areas to explore.
Now, Kate, there's a new sort of thing in personal training that seems to have started up recently, which is kind of personal training for you and your dog.
Now, I'm a regular attendee of personal training. I do enjoy my personal training. So I find this, I can't imagine doing it with my dogs, but, you know, many people do love it. I can imagine I'd get lots of licks and, you know.
Michelle in the office, who is also a qualified personal trainer, has the same thing. She's like, I don't even know how you would do this, because she has two big dogs. She has a Golden Retriever and a Labrador. And she would be like, they'd be all over me. There is no chance I'd be able to exercise.
I'd be doing push-ups and, you know, someone would be right there with me.
I've had that before.
Anyway, the group is Barks Active, and they organise regular group activities, including dog walks and hikes, as well as the personal training. And they've got a hike coming up at Hepburn Regional Park. That's on Sunday, the 1st of June, 2014. It starts at 10 a.m. and they'll be hiking from Lake Dalesford to Bryce's Flat along the river, returning along the other side of the river. It should take about 3 hours, and they suggest that all dogs and humans should be used to walking regularly and at a moderate pace for at least an hour, and that's on flat terrain. And it costs $20 to join that hike, which sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to do that.
You need to make sure that your dog is going to enjoy it, that they're going to be able to walk for that long. So it's like with any exercise, I guess. Start off with a three-hour run. No. Think about, you know, working up to that as well.
That's right.
There are also some dog sports out there. So dog dancing, flyball, tracking, those all things that will sort of get your dog exercising as well as stimulating their mind as well.
Exactly.
Kate, some games down at the park.
As we mentioned before, just those good old typical games that you play with your dog. You can throw a ball there, you know. Most retrievers will never tire of that. Good old fetch. The frisbee, if your dog likes to perhaps, you know, jump up and catch in midair. And, you know, invite some other friends along with their dogs and, you know, get them playing together. Dogs are great at exercising each other, and it's a good social thing to do for them and for you. Socialising and keeping them, you know, exposed to different dogs, different situations is really, really important.
As Kate mentioned earlier as well, dog obedience and training is there as well, which we'll be hearing a little bit about. JB went to his first training session with Sprocket. So in the Sprocket update.
You were hearing about that. I can't wait, actually.
Yes.
I'm sure he starred. And then you can incorporate your dog into your exercise routine. I mean, I can't in PT, but when I had a Labrador many, many years ago, I used to run with my dog.
Loved it. I was going to say, I do a lot of exercise in the backyard and sometimes end up with, say, a 10-kilogram weight sitting on my lap whilst I'm doing some hip raises or something like that. It just is the way you have to do it. You just got to go for it. The push-up one is a hard one because when they get right under you, you don't want to squish them. They're trying to lick your face. Yeah. Now, these are some Pets Lounge flashbacks, so if you wanted to check out some Barks Active, you can check it out online. It's BARXactive.com, and check out their hikes that are coming up. Obviously, that one has passed already. The next one, I think, is Sunday, the 30th of November, which is going to be at Port Melbourne from Station Pier to Web Dock. And, yeah, check them out.
The world's most uplifting radio station. Joy 94.9.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10. Best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Aloud every Fridays from noon.
Now, proving that rescue dogs can do anything, we often catch up with Jeanette and her lovely dog, Scarlett, to get a glimpse into the world of obedience and dog dancing. The last time we chatted with Jeanette, she had some fantastic news to share.
Thanks, Jeanette, for joining us once again on Pets Allowed. Now, last time we spoke, we chatted about dances with dogs, and Scarlett and Bingo have had some great new successes in the sport. Can you tell us about those?
Hi, Kevin. Yes, since the last time we spoke, we've had a couple of trials, and I'm really pleased to say that Bingo got his Heel Work to Music Novice title.
Excellent.
And Scarlett got her Dances with Dogs Freestyle Novice title. So I'm really proud of them.
And didn't Scarlett get something else, had another title in Dances with Dogs as well?
She did. You've got a good memory. She got her Heel Work Starters title. So she's done really well this year. She's getting lots and lots of letters after her name on her registration certificate.
That's wonderful for a dog from a shelter as well to be able to get all of those things. Now, have you started working on their next routine?
You start working the moment that you finish the other one. You listen to all the things on the radio and you think, oh, is that going to suit one dog or is it going to suit the other one? And you've got to like the music because you're going to hear it a lot. I've started on both of them, but it'll take me a little while because they're getting to high levels now, so it's going to take quite a while to get the routines just right.
Now, take us through, where do you begin with that? Where do you start by putting something together for Dances with Dogs? What's the first thing you need to do?
Well, I think the important thing is to understand how your own dog. I wouldn't have the same sort of routine and the same sort of music for Bingo as I do for Scarlett, because they're quite different dogs. One's much larger and much more agile, I guess. And I think about what sort of moves are natural to them and what I can teach them that are new. And then I choose the music. Yep. And then I think about maybe a costume. And we put all those things together with the help of our teacher, Sue, who is really, really helpful from Melbourne Canine Freestyle. And away we go.
Excellent. Now, another sport that both Scarlett and Bingo are excelling in is called Rally-O. Can you take us through what actually Rally-O is? It's something we haven't really introduced yet.
It's a fairly new sport in Australia. I think it started in Canada. The O stands for obedience. So it's Rally Obedience. And it's a bit of a cross between obedience and agility. And it's a way of introducing pet dog owners or people who haven't done any competition to the competition ring. It's different to obedience in that you can chat to your dog in the ring, you can encourage your dog in the ring, and at least at the lower levels, if your dog doesn't do what you ask, you can actually tell them more than once.
Excellent.
So it's a great way of introducing people, and it's lots and lots of fun.
And how did you get involved with Rally-O?
One of the dog clubs that I belong to is Werribee Obedience Dog Club, and they introduced it to try and do exactly what I said, which is to introduce pet dog owners to the idea of a competition sport that is not too scary, and you can go in, as I said, and enjoy it, whereas obedience is quite high level and much more strict and much more difficult.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, have there been any other milestones recently, a few different things from either Bingo or Scarlett?
Well, yeah, a couple from both dogs. Miss Scarlett turned 2 last week.
Wonderful. Happy birthday.
And she also got her companion dog title, CD, which is an obedience title. So we do the strict obedience work, and Bingo already has that title. So she did really well and got that very quickly. For a 2-year-old to have that is really, really good.
Fantastic.
Yes, I'm really proud. And Bingo's really been doing well in the pet therapy area as well. He's a certified pet therapy dog. So we've been introduced to some new places in Melbourne. Nursing homes is our preference. They're both absolutely flying this year, Kevin.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. It's always great to hear from our previous shelter dogs and to hear how much success they're having.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Miss Scarlett. She is just so clever and so loving. She's a great dog.
Thank you so much, Jeanette, for joining us on Pets Allowed.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Kevin.
Now, that was about a year ago, and they've both gone on to some fantastic successes since then, so we're going to have to catch up with Jeanette again very soon. Now, Jeanette will also be at the Royal Show this Sunday with me, doing some dog dancing with both Bingo and Scarlett, and showing off some of their obedience and things like that as well. Now, don't forget, these are fun sports that you can do with your dogs, and great ways to keep their minds active and keep them physically active, and just to help them out with any sort of issues and behaviours that they might have. Channeling their energy into sports is really good for the dog, because it sort of calms them down and makes them, and you have that bond between you and your dog, and it really increases that bond as well.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Now, towards the end of the show, we do like to sort of let you know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks and things that you can get out and about and do with your pets. Now, this weekend is, as I said earlier, the Royal Melbourne Show. There's going to be some dog dancing on the Sunday, as well as agility jumping, high jump, all that kind of stuff. That's Sunday the 28th. Now, obviously, you can't take your dog along to there, but there will be plenty of dogs there on display and showing off their canine feats. Now, coming up on Saturday the 4th of October is the Casey City Council Companion Animal Microchipping Day. This is at the Lost Dogs Home Cranbourne Shelter at 920 Thompson's Road in Cranbourne, and it's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and the cost is $25 for microchipping, and those bookings need to be made before Friday the 3rd of October via petregister.com.au. And also on the 4th is the Brimbank Animal Expo in 2014. It's on Saturday the 4th of October from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Westvale Community Centre, 45 Kings Road, St. Albans. It's a popular event for pet owners and animal lovers alike, and it's probably about 2,000 people going to be heading out there to check everything out that's going on. There's going to be some tribal demonstrations, some discounted microchipping. There's going to be some rats down there. So they're promoting responsible pet ownership and also about rats. Yappy Hour TV from Channel 31 is going to be there with Yappy to the Dog, and also this guy Kevin and his dancing dog Cinder. Wait, that's me. We're going to be talking about responsible pet care and providing dog training tips. I'll be there from 10 a.m. till midday, and there's going to be a lot more fun as well. So dogs can come down, but they need to be kept on a lead, and if you're going to bring your cat for some microchipping, make sure it is in a carry cage. You can check out all our news stories on our website that I've talked about on the program today. That is dogshome.com. Thank you for joining me and tuning in to Pets Allowed. Thanks to Graham for messaging in. Hope he has a good 50th birthday and that Jai, his little pet, like, spoils him absolutely. If you missed the show today, don't forget you can podcast. We do podcast all our episodes via our program page on joy.org.au. You can also find our Facebook page on there as well. And yeah, any news stories via our website. If you're looking to adopt, you can also see our gorgeous pet of the week, Snuggles, who is an absolutely gorgeous 2-year-old grey tubby cat who absolutely loves Snuggles, just like her name. She's on our website, dogshome.com. It's me, Pets Allowed. Thanks for joining me. It's me and Kevin on Pets Allowed with Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.